All right, welcome back. Radio Row here in New Orleans. Westwood One's NC2A Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. Head to netsuite.com/hoops for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/hoops. Well, I was joking with this guy before we started, you know, one of those kidding, not kidding type of things. Of course, 760 WJR being the home of Michigan State, in the past, I'd say decade plus, many times many of us Spartans find ourselves shaking our fists in the general vicinity of West Lafayette and probably shaking our fist at this guy. He was tremendous there. There's no doubt about it. But Robbie Hummel kindly joining us. Robbie, really appreciate you taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Hey, let's start with the Big Ten. I mean, all jokes aside, mad respect for what Coach Painter has done. Mad respect for what Purdue basketball has done. I mean, really going back, I mean, before you even, it just seems like every year we sit back and we go, this is the year. This is the year. How big is basketball down in West Lafayette? It's one of those places that's become a bucket list place for me, to be honest with you.
No, it is a phenomenal atmosphere. I think Mackey Arena is a top five college basketball venue in the country. And I would say even when I was playing, it wasn't considered that. It was considered good by people in the Big Ten. And I'll tell you, we remember the video game, the EA Sports video game? NCAA Basketball 11 or 10 or whatever number. They had this feature on the game, and we would all play it. We played it a ton, the guys in our Purdue teams, where if you played in a top 25 stadium, when the other team was at the free throw line, you know, the controller would shake and, like, the screen would shake. And, you know, you're talking about Bloomington and East Lansing and Champaign. All those venues in the Big Ten were considered top 25. Purdue wasn't even in the top 25.
Mm.
So it's come a long way, I think, in its reputation over the last 15 years. But, yeah, it was disappointing, and I didn't get to watch the game because I was doing for Westwood, Kansas-Providence. But it felt like the road was set up for us to make that run. And, look, you would have to play a Carolina team or a UCLA team that are both very talented and both playing really good basketball. But you're in the Elite Eight. You're playing a blue blood. It was disappointing for us to play so poorly against the St. Peter's group, and I'm lucky I didn't have to watch the game. I couldn't watch the game, but we've also had some bad luck. You know, the teams I played on, I think really had a chance. The Big Ten was really strong. You guys, Michigan State, actually went to the Final Four that year, and I hurt my knee, and I do believe that team was good enough to make a Final Four. I think that about the Isaac Haas team too. You know, he gets hurt in the first round, breaks his elbow, and can't play, and we've had some bad luck injury-wise, end of the season, which is unfortunate, but you also got to take advantage of opportunities like we had this year, and we were not able to do it. But I do believe that Matt Painter is 100% the guy that should be the coach, needs to be the coach. You have the vocal minority who's saying, you know, we should move on. That is wrong. That is not something that I think any rational fan in West Lafayette is thinking. But I do believe that he will get Purdue over the hump. I really do. He's too good of a coach.
Robbie Hummel kindly joining us, of course, down here in New Orleans, Radio Row. Hey, you're involved with some pretty cool stuff. I mean, I don't want to waste another second not getting into this. It's one of the things about coming down to the Final Four is, you know, so many players like you come back. You're involved in so many cool things. Tell everybody what you're involved in.
Yeah, so it's the Dos Equis 3x3U national championships for college, and there's a national championship as well for the professional 3-on-3 circuit. But it's been going on since 2018. You know, this is the fourth time we've done it. I've been involved with all four. The event's really grown, and this year we've got $150,000 going out for not just the winners of the entire event, but you make money for every game you win. So I think before NIL, this was a great opportunity for kids to make some money that weren't able to while they were playing. Well, now you can make money while you're playing, and then you can make some money afterwards, too. The games are on ESPN, ESPNU, ESPN2. We've actually had over 200 kids have gone on and signed pro contracts. We've had kids play in the NBA. And I know a decent amount of NBA scouts from my time with the Timberwolves and just being around it. You see these guys at a lot of the college games that I call. A lot of these guys come and watch, and it's just another opportunity for them to evaluate some of these college kids, especially maybe the ones that come from conferences like the Colonial or the Patriot League or whatever conference that maybe isn't on TV as much as we have Big Ten games. Every game is on national television. So it's been a really cool event. It's been fun to watch the kids have so much fun. I don't think we've had one player in my 4 years of doing it that would say, man, that what a boring event. It's been really fun for these dudes to play.
You know what's interesting about this? It's going to be televised ESPN to ESPNU, and this is the way of the world now. It's even going to be streaming on Twitter.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it started.
Yeah?
The first year, ESPN picked it up for the last day. And it was all Twitter before that. Now we're getting every day is a little bit on ESPN. Not the whole day, because they are long days. I got to get the throat coat tee ready for me, because it's going to be the real deal. You're talking about like 2 to 11 and then 7:30 to 5. It's a lot of talking. Games are just kind of rapid fired off, but they're right across the street here from the convention center over at the Sugar Mill. It's a good deal.
Yeah, and, you know, for anybody that is either down here already or planning to come down, food trucks, music, fans 21 and older get to have the opportunity to sample new Dos Equis products and great ball.
Yeah, no, it's great basketball. It's a different brand of basketball, I would say. You know, you're used to the 5-on-5, 3x3 is totally different. Half court game, continuous play. So if I'm guarding you and you score, I'm taking the ball right out of the net. We're throwing it to the 3-point line and you're playing.
Yeah.
Because you think of half court, the cardio will be way less, but because it's so continuous, you're stacking possessions on top of each other. It's a fast-paced deal. It's fun to watch.
Hey, you mentioned broadcasting. How's that transition been for you?
It's been really good. I think I was fortunate in the sense that when I stopped playing, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I was able to kind of have an opportunity by chance. And really, it was by the opportunity of getting hurt. I was playing in Milan for Giorgio Armani's team in Italy, and I dislocated my shoulder blocking out on a rebound, had to have surgery, came home. The Big Ten Network reached out to me. I did some studio, and that's my agent happened to be a Michigan grad. He was watching because it was a Michigan game. That's how I'm with him, which is all, you know, kind of by chance. And he set up auditions at ESPN and Big Ten Network and got me in there. And, you know, it really has worked out in a terrific way. And I love doing the games. I really do. It keeps you in the game. I love being back in these environments, from the Breslin Center to the Cole Center to Mackey Assembly Hall. And I grew up watching Big Ten hoops at just an insane level. I mean, that's what we did.
Yeah.
We watched the
yep.
Bulls because they were on every night,
yep.
And we watched Big Ten basketball, be it on ESPN Plus or what, the local channel 56 in Valparaiso, Indiana, that had Indiana and Purdue games on. And on top of that, I was a ball boy for Homer Drew in the post-Bryce Drew era.
Too cool.
So I have loved college basketball since I was a kid. And I'll share with you this, because it's a Michigan State story. Things like this happen. I'm doing the Purdue-Michigan State game for ESPN. It's Jason Benetti and I. Late in the season, huge game. You know, Purdue can win the Big Ten if they win this in their next game against Wisconsin, which they lost them both, so they didn't. But you could just feel in the Breslin Center the atmosphere was going to be big time. It's a noon tip, so there's no shoot-arounds. So before the game, one of the Michigan State either managers or GAs comes up to me and hands me a note. And he goes, hey, Coach Izzo wanted you to have this. And Coach Izzo is phenomenal to deal with. Pre-game, shoot around. I mean, he'll tell you this first six plays he's going to run. You know, he doesn't care. And he hands me this note, and I open it up, and it's five keys to the game that he's written down for me. And I was like, you know, this is either him going so above and beyond, or he thinks I'm such an idiot that he's like, this guy needs so much help. I got to hand him this note. And I'm going to say it's the first – but there's not many coaches, especially Hall of Fame guys, that have won at the level that he has that would do something like that. And I kept the note. I was like, I'm keeping
awesome.
This thing. This is really cool. So I still have it, and I'll keep it forever. And that's the reason why you get into this type of thing. You have stuff like that happen.
Well, we'll be watching, no doubt about it. Make sure you check out the 2022 Dos Equis 3x3U. It is happening April 1st through the 3rd. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. ESPN2, ESPNU, streamed on Twitter as well at 3x3u hoops on Twitter. Robbie Hummel, really a pleasure talking to you, man. Appreciate the time. Continued success to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
Robbie Hummel kindly joining us here, 760 WJR.